Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Monday, 4 May, 2026. Sun in Aries, ruled by Mars. Planets are saying, oof. Mars action is challenging Jupiter, excess exaggeration. And holding your tongue, managing your temper, stiff upper lipping it, and refraining from telling people precisely what you think of them or their preposterous ideas, instead of yielding to the impulse to give them what for, is highly recommended. The upside of this strategy? If you are still irked next week, you can flip out fully but with impunity, which is to say you won't jeopardize your project, partnership, setup, etc. Also, listen carefully to what is being asked. It may be that you are being cordially invited to abrogate common sense, the better to facilitate or contribute to the care, feeding, and maintenance of another's, to put it mildly, misperception. Or you could find yourself off on a spree of fool's errands, pursuing erroneous, to put it mildly, sense, something, misquoting Sir Winston, up with which you probably will not want to put. One final operating note. Current influences make it increasingly likely that when you try to patiently express to another party that they are overreacting, your own fuse will suddenly shrink to the size of a gerbil's eyelash, and the next thing you know, your presentation will have more in common with Visigoths pillaging the nearest village than you had perhaps initially intended. Chiefly affected, Aries, Taurus, Cancer, Sagittarius. And if you were born on this day, make sure that you are not doing a better job getting in your own way than getting out of it. While your desire to lay down laws, state your wishes, demands about collaborative or emotional issues is understandable, this year you'll get further by initiating dialogues and having sensible conversations than by throwing down gauntlets or threatening to hold your breath until you turn blue.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.